We're doing the Siddur HaKabbat. Now we're up to the top, page 104 of Nashuv Leinyaninu. So now we'll get back to the point of hand. Behu, Shachar Rabbeinu HaKadosh HaSiddur Ta Mishnah V'Rabbi Chiya Braita, that after Rebbe compiled the Mishnah and Rabbi Chiya the Braisa, Nenim Shechu Acharav Ktzat Chachamim, and there were some rabbis who went after him with that. V'Chiber Rav Chibur B'Sefer, Rav also compiled the work, V'Yikra Kra'o Sifra, and he called it to be named, the book that he compiled should be called Sifra. Liotom Chubar al Sefer Echad. Why is it that on the book of Shmos, the book of Vayikra, on the book of Vayikra, it is called Safra Debe Rav, because it is the one book of Rav. O Torat Kohanim, or another name that the Sifra Debe Rav has is, it's called Torat Kohanim, Liot Kol Inenei HaKorbanot B'Sedrei Avodah V'Riyat HaNegeim Nichlalim B'Oto Sefer, because that book encompasses all the different aspects of the sacrifices and the service and how Kohanim have to see the different spots, the Negoim. None. Stam Sifra, that meaning when Rav aligned it, with whose opinion did he align it? That's a different question, but the compiler was Rav. And he compiled another work on the book of Bamidbar and on the book of Devarim, Karo Sifrei. And the Sifrei de Bei Rav, the Sifrei of Rav's Academy, Liotom Chubar al Bet Sferim, thing that it goes on two books, on Bamidbar and Devarim, that's why it's called Sifrei. The one on Vayikra is Sifra, and then the two-book one is Sifrei. That's an onoma, but not v'ele dvarim. V'gila b'hem atzpunei ha-mishnayot shebotam einyanim. And what he did was, he took the hidden concepts, what you have in the Mishnah, and he showed how those things are found in the psukim. V'az yarad Rav le-Bavel, b'kuf nun shana achar chuban, and then Rav descended to Babylon, u'matza sham Rav Sheila, he found Rabbi Sheila, head of the academy there, and he refused to be Rosh Yeshiva till Rav Sheila passed away, and then Rav became Rosh Yeshiva. And in Ardo, they also invited him to set up his yeshiva, and he didn't want to, because Shmuel was Rosh Yeshiva in Ardo. So he set up his yeshiva in Sura, otherwise known as Mata Machsia, the place of Machsia. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya chibru habraitot v'shar chiburim shizkanu v'nitchabru shar chiburim shelo uzkiru. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya, they compiled the braises and other works we mentioned, and they also were compiled the other compilations that were not mentioned, like Mechilta Psikta, Medrash Hashchem, Sifrei Midrashot, the different works of Medrash, like Medrash Rabbah, Tanchuma, Medrash Tilim, Medrash Chazis, Medrash Nechomos, Medrash Tmuro, Sefer HaBoyer, Shiur Koma, Upirkei Heichalot. And the Meiri seems to learn that all of that was the generation still of Tanoim. That generation of end of Tanoim, beginning of Amoraim. Ve'igi ator yemei Rabbeinu HaKadosh haya b'sof ha-Tanaim, kmo shamu chazal Rebbe v'Rebbe Natan sof ha-Tanaim. And then at the period of Rebbe, the conclusion of the period of Tanoim was in his times, as the Talmud says, Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson are the end of the period of Tanoim. Netchil zman Amoraim. And then we begin the period of Amoraim. Metchilatam, and the first Amoraim were Rav, Rav Chiya, Rabbi Yoshaya, Bar Kafra, Avuah de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Levi, Rabbi Ephes. Many of these were disciples of Rabbi. V'hem ayu memutzeim ben Atanaim uben Amoraim. They were that generation in between, that generation of the seam that connected the Tanaim and Amoraim. U'mem shayu b'chlal Tanaim. Some of them were considered Tanaim. Kmo shamu Rav Tana u'palig. As the Talmud says, Rav is like a Tana, he is allowed to argue on Tanaim. Even though Rav doesn't appear in any Mishnah, nonetheless, the Gemara calls him a Tana.
Rav was considered a disciple of Rebbe? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And Shmuel's father is a disciple of Rebbe?
I don't know. Levi is Shmuel's father, I don't know. Abu Ad Shmuel is that generation. I don't know.
Wasn't Shmuel older than Rava? Than Rav?
I don't know who was older. They were contemporaries. I don't know who was older. I don't know. V'chein manav shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We also have that generation, Rebbe's children. V'ashar kulam nikrim etzneinu Amorim. So other than these, who are that generation in between, the rest are all called Amorim by us. So mitoch kach, in doze etzneinu lo b'chlal tanim, lo b'chlal Amorim legamre. So this generation, we don't consider it completely Tanam, and nor completely Amorim, elayim tzei, but they're the middle. In that generation, you have some people like Rav Chiya and Rav Oshaya that sometimes slip into the heading of Tanaim, and some of them like Avu Ad Shmuel, Bar Kafra, Rabbi Lazar Akathar, that are included in the Amoraim. And then you have those who are both, like Rav, who are counted as Tanaim and Amoraim, which brings us to the conclusion of the fourth chapter. And next week, B'ezrat Hashem, we'll begin the fifth chapter, the period of Amoraim, and the Talmud, the actual compilation of the Talmudim.